Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You were enjoying that little boogie along to some Be Sweet there?
I was absolutely loving it. Actually, I need to get my hands on her new book, Crying in Kmart?
H-Mart.
Yeah, I'm no literary reviewer, but sounds real good.
Yeah, it's very sad, but it's very, very good.
Yeah.
We're not alone in the studio. Would you like to introduce our guest?
No, we are joined by the effervescent Scotty Cotter.
Morena.
Just putting you on the spot there, Scotty. Welcome to the show. We're here talking to you about your newest work in audio landscape, Modi Toe.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Modi Toe. Where did this idea for this audio work come from?
Solo Theatre approached me and asked me to make something that we could all do if we went into lockdown again. So it's basically trying to figure out how to bring art and theatre into people's homes.
Cool. Yeah.
And the thing with that kind of audio work, I mean, with theatre, I would argue theatre is a highly visual media.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what you see. Sometimes it's about what is not said.
Mm.
So what was the shift in modes for you or in that process to start working on a work that is purely hitting your ear holes?
Really had to try and do something that's based in imagination. So trying to figure out how the audience can imagine for themselves and use everything inside them to help create visually the world that we're trying to create through Matariki and the stars with them. So it was a trip. The first draft I made, I hated. It was terrible, hard out. And then it was just like, oh man, what is this? And then Auckland went into the one week lockdown. And so I was like, oh yeah. Okay, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And then had to rejig the whole thing.
Talk me through your process. You're doing the keyboard finger action. So when
International sign for keyboard finger action.
So is that your, talk to us about your process of writing or creating, and did this move away from that because it was a slightly different media?
Yeah, it was, the first one was really trying to get people to look within and just to figure out stuff that's happening for them. And I didn't know that I was doing this, but I think what I did was helped heal myself writing this. One of the first stars that came through was Pahutukawa, who deals with the people who have passed. And that was, I think I know who the person was talking, who was talking to me, because when I wrote it, I was like, oh yeah, I know what this is now. Little healing tool.
That connection to those that have, that's quite a, that space is, makes you very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Do you have ritual or any sort of ways of getting in or out of this work as an artist, but also specifically to Modi Toe and your process?
Nah, I think I just let it all flow. It all just came out. Once I tapped into that, I was like, oh yeah.
Now we're
going. We need to do a little bit of healing.
Yeah, so talk us through what the kind of concept or of what the work is. What's the theme of it or what's it about?
For Modi Toe, it's a guided walk. So the stars of Matariki, you go for a walk with them. So when you buy the ticket, you get a checklist of things that you have to plan before you do it.
Oh, yep.
So you go on a little hikoi, and then you have to find a place to rest near the end to listen to the last bits where the sun will rise or sun will set. So that's your big landscape for you to dream around. All the stars of Matariki just come and talk to you and give you some afi and modi and... yeah, just spend some time with yourself and hopefully connect with the stars of Matariki in my interpretation of them.
That sounds amazing.
I know, I'm literally sitting back
sign me up.
This is
great. There is a raft of extraordinary talent that are the voices. Talk me through some of the people that you've pulled in to do this and what their kind of roles are within that work.
So Matariki is played by Tanya Heke. Tupua Nuku is played by Lana Garland. Tuporangi is played by Matariki Whatero. Urirangi by Te Kohe Tuhaka. Then we've got Fran Kora, who's also done the sound, is playing Waita. My beautiful, beautiful Akinihi Munro is playing YT. Nicola Kawana, who plays, comes out this Saturday. Who does she play? She plays Waipunarangi. The fabulous Miss Rachel House plays Puhutakawa, and I play Hiwa I Te Rangi.
Sorry, that is an extremely cool
cast. I know,
cast.
Right? Isn't it great having good friends?
Yeah, hard out.
Gosh, how annoying. Just everyone's so good.
I'm interested, Scotty, because you were saying it's in your interpretation of Matariki. Who did you talk to, or did you talk to other people about when you were sort of like looking through the stars and trying to put your own interpretation on it? Who were you speaking with about that?
I read a lot. I read Dr. Rangi Mahatamura's book. I did a lot of research in what the stars were and how they were, what they do, what they stand for, and there's a, yeah, it was good for me because I didn't really know that. I just thought it was like the sisters, but
yeah,
then you
yeah.
find out, whoa, it's a whole whānau up there, and what they stand for and what they meant was a big thing where I was like, oh yeah, tap into that, I know who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
Write some stuff for my mates.
And do you tell us about like the politics of putting voices to something like Matariki? Would there be some practitioners that are like, that's sacred, or there are some that are like, that's you know, we have to be careful about how we do that? Like, what's the kind of politics in that space?
I think, you know, I think if the haters do come, it's like, well, you make it. I'm just like, come on, man. And even if I'm stepping on someone, I'm just like, hey, sorry, but, you know, it's a way for everyone to connect instead of just doing... what I'm getting sick of is, like, how it's just a one-week thing that just happens mm-hmm. once a year when it's like the cluster's there for most of the year. It's
yeah,
only
yeah,
we
yeah.
see them all this time. So it's just a way of reconnecting people to the stars mm-hmm. and, you know, just having a personal connection to them instead of just a concert.
This
connection.
Sounds amazing. I'm so looking forward to this. So as you say, it's something that you can download and do. Would you recommend that you could maybe do it with a friend, or is it something that you really think people should just do on their own and have their own space with?
I reckon if you want to do it with friends, do it with friends. Do it with people you want to walk with. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want, you can do it again, hopefully. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a great experience.
Mm.
I've tested on one of my mates down in Wellington because they've just gone down, and I was like, what was it like? And he's like, okay, so you're crazy and that was mean. And I was like, okay, cool. Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's the validation you need,
yeah.
eh? Yeah, for sure. So,
and he works in government, so it's just like, whoa.
Awesome, nice. Government
I
approved.
Love that. Do you know what I actually also really love about this? Is like, I sometimes, my beef with theatre is how inaccessible it is, you know? And it's like, this is a way to really share something, to, you know, that means sending the link to people. It's, again, the time, it's like a very fertile time to be engaging with this work. It's Matariki. I just think it's gorgeous, not only in the content and the form, but just also the bits around, the sparkly bits around it. And I just cannot wait to get my hit my ear holes and into my brain, into my chest,
nice.
And my tummy.
And dress warm when you walk.
Yeah, diffs. Yeah, yeah. It's cold out there at the
I'm
moment.
I'm wearing a great scarf at the moment. It's like a big loop, and you can loop it, and it's wool.
It's stunning.
So cozy.
It is stunning.
If people want to experience this, Scotty, how do they go about that, and when can they go about that?
It gets released worldwide.
Whoa.
This Friday. I just found that out last week and I nearly fainted, but I feel like me and Oprah are gonna be mates
yeah,
with this.
Excellent.
Solo Theatre. Go to Solo Theatre and follow the links for Modi Toe, and then pick your times and your days, and then the track gets released to you the night before with a checklist.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Scotty, thank you so much for coming in and speaking about
this. Thanks for having me.
And thank you also, as always, Alice.
A pleasure.
Have a lovely week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.